Malene Howe lives in the Vidado neighborhood of Havana. She's a violinist with the Havana Lyceum Orchestra, one of the country's most prominent classical music groups. With about half of the members of the orchestra, Howe has been touring the East Coast of the U.S., New York, Philadelphia, Boston, now Miami Beach.
When we play Cuban music in Havana, it's normally, but when we play Cuban music here, it's amazing. People be crazy. We don't know this before.
Of all the places she's been, she says she feels more at home here in Miami. The food, the language, the weather. She says what she loves about music, though, is that you don't have to speak English, Spanish, or whatever language to enjoy it.
You only have to play or listen. Or dance.
The tour was organized in part by Simona Dinnerstein, a pianist who just released an album of Mozart music she recorded with the orchestra. And it's this classical music that she was interested in sharing with U.S. audiences.
It's really their way of listening to each other. They are a real community, and that really shows in how they play.
She says a big part of that is because they grew up together playing music. During their 2 weeks in the United States, President Donald Trump rolled out his plan to roll back the opening of relations with the island nation. But Malene Howe says it's not really been on their minds.
Trump says something, I don't know, but we are not preoccupied about this. We only think about music, about tour, about meet people.
Howe's brother, though, lives in Miami. He may now have a harder time visiting her. But for one night in Miami, at least, it's about the music, not the politics. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.